Good afternoon.
Well, a quick injury update. A couple guys that left the game yesterday. Justin Simmons has got a mild high ankle sprain. So he's day-to-day. We kind of treating him and seeing what's going to happen on Thursday there. Jamal Carter's got a shoulder bruise. He's getting better by the moment, so he should be okay there. Other than that, we're good from the football game last night. Just questions.
Vance, one part joy, one part relief. Yesterday, can you give me a sense for
how
it played out?
I mean, it's fun to win. You know, it's been a long time, and it's fun to watch the players in the locker room celebrate, you know, after 2 months of playing hard, working hard with no success. So it was fun to watch the guys celebrate and smile and have game balls again. It's been a long time, you know, and to give guys T-shirts for playing well. And just to watch the joy in the locker room was fun.
You spoke earlier about some of the play calling with Bill Musgrave.
Mm-hmm.
How was it different and kind of what was your takeaway?
Well, you know, I thought Bill called the game to win yesterday. You know, we had a game plan to play complimentary football all three phases, you know, and it worked out, you know, and to win games in this league, you have to play together. I thought Bill called a game to help us minimize mistakes. He helped call a game to help us keep drives alive, you know, and to keep the third downs manageable. So it was fun to see. Trevor played efficient yesterday, played smart football. And that's what Trevor can do for us. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's a tough guy. He's accurate as a passer. So if we put him in the right plays, he can win football games for us. Defensively, I thought Joe called his best game of the year. I mean, that offense scored 38 points last week and had 450 yards against the Chiefs defense, which is a pretty good defense. But I thought Joe kept him off balance, and he was aggressive, you know, when he was aggressive on early downs yesterday, so we had a lot of success stopping the run in the pass game. I mean, he called the right coverage at the right time, knowing 11 was a deep threat. He didn't hurt us at all. So it was fun to see those guys coach that well yesterday.
Is this in part what having the lead can do for you guys?
Absolutely, absolutely. Our defense can be a difference with a lead because now we can dictate, you know, not be so aggressive where we can give up a play or two, but we can dictate versus pressure or coverage, you know, and that's when you're playing dominant defense.
Coach, it seemed that when you went for it on fourth and one and threw the ball, that was a little bit of a different mindset. Can you talk about that process?
Well, it was obviously fourth and one on their side of the field, so we wanted to go for it, obviously. But the pass, that was the plan all week because we knew with three wides it was going to be a heavy box. You know, we got our best guy one-on-one versus their corner. Just a simple speed out was going to give us a first down. It was a great throw and catch. He got both feet down, so it worked out for us.
Do you think that's a play you call early in the season, or do you think that's a result of the season in total?
I think it's a play you call all the time. You know, it's one of our best guys one-on-one outside, you know, with 1 yard, and it's kind of, you know, off coverage. So that's an easy throw and catch for us.
In terms of the little play in Justin's
play, I'm sorry?
How do you feel Will played?
I thought Will played solid. You know, I mean, Will's been a starter all year for us, so I wasn't surprised that he can go in a game and operate for us. It wasn't at dime. It was more at high safety. But he's repped there, you know, all season, so I wasn't surprised he played well.
What were your thoughts on the fluky nature of Justin's injury while
Wow. I mean, it's fluky. You know, I mean, he's celebrating with Brandon Marshall after Brandon's sack fumble. And he turned his ankle on Brandon's right foot. Simple as that. You know, so, I mean, what do you say to Justin? Don't celebrate. Don't have fun. You know, so just fluky.
I know it's a matchup league, but when you see how you guys played with that 11 personnel base, do you think, man, if we could have just been more like that earlier, some of these games would have turned out?
Well, we were, you know. Okay. The Dallas game, that plan worked for us against Dallas. The problem with that plan is when you're in your base versus three wides, your linebacker has to cover the tight end if you're in man. So it depends on the tight end. If it's a guy we can match up with our linebackers, perfect plan. If we can't, we have to be in more of a dime or a sub system. But, you know, yesterday we did a good job on a tight end. He caught, I think, one ball on Brandon Marshall, but it's all predicated on matchups.
What about, you know, on the offensive side, the way you were able to use your base personnel differently? Do you think, in hindsight, that would have been a better plan for this team in terms of being a little more conservative running, even without success?
Well, you can run the ball in three wides, or, you know, or with two wides, or, you know, even one wide in the on the field. So, no. I think how we played yesterday fits our personality, right. You know. Running the football first, second down with efficiency and keeping the third downs manageable. So whatever group you're in, you can do that. That's easy offensively. Defensively, it's all matchup driven. But offensively, I mean, you're dictating all the time. So that's easy to do.
In terms of game planning and play calling, why yesterday did it all come together on both sides?
Well, yesterday, I'm not sure. You know, it's been a long time coming to try to find a plan that worked, and it, you know, played so cleanly. You know, it's, you know, not giving the ball away. You know, it starts there. You know, not turning the ball over and taking the ball away two times. You know, our average start yesterday was at the 41-yard line. There's a 20, you know, so it was really flipped from what we've seen in the last 2 months. You know, I mean, we've been backed up for 2 months, you know, and most teams have been at the midfield starting on it against our defense. So yesterday it was almost flipped.
Zach Kerr's injury kind of cost him some time at the beginning of the year. Seems as if he's starting to kind of come in, you know, develop his game a little bit more. What have you liked about what you've seen with him?
He's worked hard, you know, and yeah, it takes time to get used to Coach Kolar's coaching style. I mean, he's a tough guy to play for, you know, and Zach came in and he wasn't sure what Bill wanted. But now you watch the guy now after coming back from injury. I mean, he's played at a high level the last 3 weeks. So it's been fun to see. We brought him here to be the fourth guy. So it's fun to see him take his role and play so well for us.
With the number of halftime leads the Colts have, the number of close games they've been in, you have to prep your guys. And on the short week, in all likelihood, it's going to be down to the wire type game.
Yeah, I mean, this football team's played hard all year. You know, their record doesn't speak to it. But they've played in tight games all year, even yesterday in that snowstorm. I mean, it was a one-possession game the whole game, and they had a two-point play to put them up that was called back. You know, so it was a game that should have probably won the football game. But, you know, all games are tough, you know, so it's going to be a tough out, anybody you play.
Jordan Taylor has single-handedly calmed down your special teams.
I was proud of Jordan. I mean, he, you know, it's a tough job. You know, because if you don't catch the ball at certain spots, I mean, it can kill you. You know, and yesterday he did a great job of decision making back there. You know, and that's a tough job because sometimes you're not sure if you know how close the gunners are, and you know some guys, you know, I mean, their guy four times the ball hit the ground and it backed him up inside of the 5-yard line. So Jordan was key for us yesterday, keeping the ball off the ground and keeping our field position flipped all game. So I was proud of how Jordan played.
Gave away t-shirts. What did the t-shirts say on them?
The t-shirts.
Yeah, it said you give away t-shirts.
Well, it's our game award t-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who got them?
Who got them? Everyone. We won. How about that? Everyone got them.
Time for a few more for the coach.
Jacoby Brissett, he can get away from the pocket. He's also got a high sack rate. You kind of have to remind guys that, hey, he can escape the pocket and make some plays with his
legs. He's a good young quarterback. He's smart and tough. He can scramble with the football. I mean, he's rushed for over 245 yards. So it's always a fine line between rush and pass guys and having a rush plan. But you don't want your guys to be so cautious about his scramble ability and not get after him. So it's a fine line, you know, between being scared of a guy's legs versus rushing the guy.
In light of Tom Savage's situation, how do you find out during a game when one of your players is in the protocol?
From Greek and those guys, you know, and that's always tough. You know, our obligation to our players is always to, you know, make sure he's right, okay to play again, you know. So that deal yesterday was a little strange. I'm not sure what happened there, but our players are always, their safety is always first.
You went with Marcus Nick and then Bruce?
You went with Marcus Rios as the fourth corner yesterday. Yeah. Is that kind of a reward for what he's been doing, or did you want to give Langley a breather? What was the...
No, it was strictly about Rios. I mean, he's practiced well. He played well last week for us. So it was more about Rios than it was Langley.
Last one, Bruce.
There's never a great time, at least it would appear, to go from a Sunday to a Thursday game. Yeah. But are you in as good a situation as possible to turn around and play now on a Thursday?
Absolutely. For us, it's an opportunity to win 2 games in 5 days. So we're going to embrace this. It's a good deal for our football team. Winning's important, and if it's Thursday or Sunday, let's win a football game.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you. Enjoy your day.